Well, today, January 27th, is the feast day of a beautiful saint, Saint Angela Merici. You should get to know her. She's a wonderful example and role model. She is very unique because she established the first teaching order of women in the Catholic Church. And she came up with the concept of what would become known as a secular institute. These would be consecrated persons living in the world, but doing church work, such as teaching, works of mercy, serving the poor, etc. She was the founder of what will become known as the Ursuline Sisters, again, one of the first teaching orders in the history of the church. She was born in 1474 in Italy, in the outskirts of Venice, in Brescia, and she became an orphan at about the age of 15. She lost both her parents when she was a teenager. So she and her brother and sister went off to live with an uncle. After her uncle's death, Angela returned to her hometown, and she joined the Third Order of the Franciscans. And again, she was a beautiful, charming young woman who had this great desire to share her faith. What she noticed, the biggest problem in those days were the children were not being catechized. And so she saw this religious ignorance that the parents were not passing on the faith to the children. So she got some of her friends, her girlfriends, and young women in their teenage years and early 20s to help her to teach the catechism. They started with about a dozen. Pretty soon they had 28. And then this brand new order began, and she named them after Saint Ursula, who was the medieval patron saint of universities. And so they became known as the Ursulines. Again, this is about the year 1500. What's unique is that they lived not in a monastery or convent, but these women all lived with their mom and dad. They lived in their family. They lived in their home. But every day they would go out into the world to catechize and to teach. Again, it was very novel. There was a lot of suspicions about them from the hierarchy at the time because this was so brand new. This is what you call new wine into new wineskins, as Jesus says. You know, new ways to evangelize, new ways to share the faith. These sisters, again, lived in their homes, and they did not make any official vows. They did not wear a habit. They, again, would become a secular institute. They lived the vows, though they lived the spirituality and the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. They would continue to grow and develop, and eventually St. Charles Borromeo, the bishop, gave them a formal religious congregation status. They got papal approval in the year 1544, 4 years after St. Angela died. So she died January 27th, 1540, and immediately she was considered a saint by the people of Brescia, Italy. She was beatified by the Pope in 1768, 200 years after her death, and then canonized 100 years after that, about 1807. So why did it take 300 years for her to be canonized? Again, it was really, a lot of it was because she was so new and so creative in her evangelization that it took the church a while to catch up. She was about 500 years ahead of her time. Nowadays, you have Opus Dei, a secular institute, you have Regnum Christi, you have all sorts of organizations and groups within the church that do this. Consecrated men and women who maybe live in their homes or live in communities, and then they go out into the world to evangelize and to share the faith. So again, we should always be looking for new ways to evangelize. The popes have said we're called to do the new evangelization, that people are called to be holy with living within the world. And so we're very blessed today to have things like EWTN, you know, Mother Angelica. How creative was she that she was visiting some place and she saw some satellite dishes. She says, I want to get me some of those. And so she went ahead and bought some satellite dishes and got a satellite up in space, and she began broadcasting. And was that 30, 40 years ago now? She's been on the air. See, that's the new evangelization, Those are new wine into new wineskins. Things such as Catholic radio, which we have now in so many parts of the country. Catholic websites where you can go and study your faith. Things like Catholic Distance University over here in Hamilton, about 15 minutes away. You can take courses online to deepen your faith and study your faith right from your living room. So everybody should be taking courses from Catholic Distance University. And nowadays with the CDs that you can listen to when you're driving, to listen to Bishop Sheen and Scott Hahn and Mother Teresa when you're in your car. Podcasts are very big now. Many of your phones, the iPhones, have apps you can get for Catholic homilies or for the Vatican News Network or Bishop Sheen. The one app is about $8.99. It has over 200 Bishop Sheen talks. When I was on retreat about a month ago, I listened to 16 of his conferences from his priest retreats that he had given over the years. See, these things are part of the new wine into new wineskins, the idea of, that we have to reach the teenagers, you have to reach the college kids, you have to reach people that commute. And so what are we doing to evangelize? Well, this, the new evangelization. So you have someone, this beautiful saint, St. Angela Merici, who was doing very unique things 500 years ago. And eventually the church, you know, saw the wisdom of this. And the Ursulines have been a great teaching order for the last 500 years. So we pray today to St. Angela for creativity, not only for holiness, but in addition to that, the saints were creative and they were ingenious in looking for ways to share the faith. And so we pray, St. Angela Merici, pray for us.